Hey, podcast listeners, before you start listening to The Cafe today, all this month, we're asking you to help us spread the word about great podcasts. So think of someone in your life and tell them about a podcast you think they'll love. If they don't know how to listen to podcasts, offer to show them. Tell us what show you recommended with the hashtag TryPod. That's T-R-Y pod. I know, very clever. All right, thanks for spreading the word, and now on to The Cafe. Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Through the years, the messages we've received about fats have been perplexing. First, all fats are bad. Then we were told about polyunsaturated fats, which I think were supposed to be good. Following that, we started hearing about trans fats, which might be bad. It's pretty confusing. Should we enjoy fat? Should we avoid it? What's the deal? Suzanne Podheiser is a food writer for 7 Days. She's here to talk to us about saturated fats, which actually might be good. Suzanne, welcome to the VPR Cafe.
Thank you, Rick.
What exactly are saturated fats? And while you're at it, why don't we talk about trans fats, too?
Sure. So this all comes down to some complicated chemistry stuff, but it's really about how the atoms are bonded in the different fats, and they change the way that the fats are used in the body. So saturated fats have a certain configuration of atoms that's different than polyunsaturated fats. Trans fats exist in nature, but these days in our diet, we generally get them from partially hydrogenated foods, which are actually manufactured.
So processed foods.
Processed foods, yes.
Gotcha. Can you name some foods that include these kinds of fats?
Yeah, definitely. So the most important thing for consumers to know is that saturated fats are usually solid at room temperature. So think things like butter contains a lot of saturated fat, coconut oil. All fats are made up of a mix of these kinds of fats. But when we talk about them, we refer to them by the one that they are predominantly made up of. So butter has all kinds of different fat in it, but it is predominantly saturated. Polyunsaturated fats include sunflower oil and a lot of the fat that comes from salmon. Monounsaturated fats include olive oil, which is a very healthy fat, and also canola oil. And then trans fats you're going to find mainly in products like margarine.
So you talked to two farmers who have empirical experience with high-fat diets, and what have they learned?
So I talked to Doug Flack, who's a member of the Weston A. Price Foundation, which believes that eating saturated fat from grass-fed animals is great for you, and that's the diet that he follows. And I also talked to Lindsay Harris, owner of Mountain Home Farm in Tunbridge, and she produces butter and other dairy products. And particularly when I spoke to Lindsay, she had this personal story of kind of having eaten a healthy diet for her whole life, healthy being based on the food pyramid and, you know, all of this research and government feedback. And then finding that when she started to eat a lower carbohydrate, higher fat diet, she felt way better. More energy, more pep. She's an athlete. She felt great. And she noticed some other positive ramifications from having a higher fat diet, and specifically a diet that was higher in saturated fat.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Suzanne Podheiser, a food writer for 7 Days. We're talking about saturated fats. Suzanne, what's the deal with all those low-fat dairy products? Should we eat those?
One of the interesting things is that the way that Americans eat really changed with the Industrial Revolution. So with food manufacturing and processing and the advent of cars and trucks, which allowed us to ship the food around, we really changed our diets from this kind of whole food straight from the farm to these manufactured processed foods. So skim milk is one of those things. And what's interesting is that in nature, food comes as a package, right? When you eat an orange, you're eating the pulp, which has fiber, and you're eating the juice and the sugars. And the same thing is true with milk. When you drink milk straight from a cow, it's got fat and it's got sugars and it's got proteins. When you divide those up, it changes the way we digest them. So if you take an orange and you squeeze out the juice and throw away the pulp, which we frequently do, you're losing out on that fiber, which slows down digestion. Fat also slows down digestion. So when you drink skim milk, it has a really different impact on your body. So the thing is that we don't really know all of the impacts of the changes that we've made to these foods over the years. And some people now suspect that drinking milk in its natural form as whole milk is actually better for you. And some recent studies have shown that in terms of weight loss, people who consume full-fat dairy are actually much better off than people who are trying to do the low-fat skim kinds of things.
So if we're eating to increase satiety and maximize nutrition, what should we eliminate from our diets?
Well, sugar doesn't really have any nutritional value. And these fats do. They have cofactors. They're the omega-3s and omega-6s that we talk about, and they need to be in a particular balance. So fat has nutrition, sugar doesn't. So it seems pretty clear that if we're trying to reduce the number of calories or keep it the same, but include more of these healthy fats in our diet, that sugar is really what needs to go.
Ah, so fats are still good.
Fats are still good.
What does this all mean for Vermont agriculture?
So this is one of the exciting parts of this, is that a lot of the landscape here is really great for growing grass. We have a lot of nice pastures. They're lush. It's not great for growing vegetables necessarily, maybe rocky, maybe hilly, but we have pasture. And the best way to convert pasture into food is to put grazing animals on it. So if the products from these grazing animals, the cows and the sheep, are actually healthy for you, and these are not just indulgences, the cheeses and the high-fat milk and the butter. If these aren't indulgences but are actually healthy foods, that means that some of the products that we make best in Vermont are actually things we should be seeking out and including more of in our diets.
And this is what you found those two farmers actually were doing.
Absolutely. Doug Flack raises grass-fed beef, and Lindsay Harris makes this beautiful butter, golden, lovely stuff.
Well, Suzanne, pass the butter.
And you might also want me to pass the cheese, because one of the interesting things I learned when I was doing my research is that in France, they eat more cheese than pretty much anywhere else in the world, and they have an incredibly low rate of heart disease.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Suzanne Podhizer is a food writer for 7 Days. Thank you for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.